guys, what's up? And welcome back to the Coach Channel. I am Kaylin, your host over here, who likes to have these deep conversations with you over a cup of whatever you like. Today I'm drinking some lavender tea. It's probably way too hot to try yet. Today I'm going to be giving advice, unsolicited advice at that. I like giving advice to people. So I'm gonna be heading on over to Reddit today to find some forums of people that, you know, typed in there wanting some advice. And then I'm gonna give it. It's really that simple. Advice, Reddit. Let's go to new. I don't wanna do ones that are hot. I wanna do ones that are new. I can't stop making up stories in my head about a perfect life. Hello, interesting alien. All right, I feel like this is something people could relate to. So let's dive in. I know, life isn't perfect. It's all ups and downs like a roller coaster. My life is currently down at the moment. My mom is gonna retire soon and I'm kind of nervous because I'm not settled in life yet. I'm a senior in college student with only $27 in her bank account. Also, I don't know what my career is at the moment. I feel rushed. I use my head to imagine different stories about how my life should be. Sometimes reading mangas, manhwa is a general Korean term for comics and print cartoons. Oh, cool. I would look up examples, but copyright. Sometimes reading manhwa, etc. In each story I read, the protagonists have their own issues in life. I'm similar to them, but these stories that I read, most of the time, I can predict what's going to happen. Someone's always saving them, or they have this great power inside of them that they didn't know existed. I wish I find my own source of power. However, I'm pretty much depressed, and I think very negatively. I can't help thinking these things through. I don't know what to do. I want to sign up for Reddit so I can actually answer. If I'm going to go through this much effort to answer somebody, I'm going to actually answer them. I want to give you advice. Broad limit. Change username. Okay, dark mode, yes. Love this. It's hard to... No, let's not start with that. We don't start with it's hard. That's not what we start... No, we need to start on a, we need like a good opening sentence. Dear interesting alien, I can tell already by your username that you are interesting. Life is weird. Let me just, okay, I need my glasses, hold up. Dear interesting alien, I can tell already by your username and hobbies that you are probably pretty interesting. I'm sorry you are feeling depressed and hear your uncertainty, and I really hope you find the comfort you are looking for soon. Life is a weird ride. Like you said, it comes with ups and downs. It also comes with transitions and changes, and during these periods, it's normal to feel nervous and unsettled. You're still so young, and you've got your whole life ahead of you to figure it out. I know it's easier said than done. Yep, that's wrong. We need an A in there. But try not to put so much pressure on yourself to have it all figured out. It's more than okay to go through times where you question your power and find peace and inspiration in the story arcs of fictional characters. While things may seem confusing and you feel like you aren't sure of your direction at the moment, there will come a time where you will look back on this chapter of life and see how it was in this uncertainty that something new appeared. Without knowing the field of study you are currently in, it can be hard to give an outsider's perspective on direction. But if I was to throw in my two cents based on what you've included above, I would say the fact that you feel so much passion for manguas and manhwa and have since a young age says that there could be something there. Follow the threads of things that bring you joy and more will be found. Here's a quote that might bring you a bit of peace. Embrace the uncertainty, enjoy the beauty of becoming. When nothing is certain, anything is possible, by Mandy Hale. Wait, I can't put emojis. I wanna put an emoji! Is this cringy? Is it cringy to end with this emoji? Because I really wanna end this whole thing. Her name's Interesting Alien, that's not cringy, that's cool. Know that you are not alone in feeling lost. Comment. Yay! We've made our first Reddit post. Why do I hate the quote part? I feel like a mom that's like, honey, it's okay. You wanna hear a quote from The Secret? God, that took forever. Next. Whoa, there's already new ones. Which job would you take? Ooh, I love a good decision-based question. All questions are decision-based, aren't they? All right, here we go. Duke Marius 69. For these jobs, all benefits, PTO, health insurance, etc., are identical. Okay, that's a plus, so we can add that into the neutral column of our pros and cons list. I live in Metro Detroit and I've been offered two jobs. Customer service job at General Motors, 40 hours a week, 50,000 a year, a good chance of upwards mobility, great name recognition, one of the largest employees in Michigan. Okay, lots of pros there. Job two, roof salesman job. Two of my friends do it and clear 80K a year, but it's 100% commission, ooh. So you gotta hustle for it. You drive about 10K miles a month, however you don't have to generate any leads and it's pretty easy to make 6 to 10,000 a month. Well, if it's pretty easy, then I think your decision is made, isn't it? Is it actually pretty easy or are your friends telling you that it's easy? And like not because they're lying to you, but because maybe they're trying to tell themselves that it's easy? I don't know. I don't know how hard it would be to sell a roof. I believe job one is the better opportunity for consistency and future growth, but I feel dumb turning down all the extra potential money. Does anyone have any advice or considerations? Yes, I do. Oh, okay, wow. I am illiterate tonight. Here would be the questions I'd pitch back to you. One, do you have a passion for sales? Two, do you have a long-term versus short-term vision for your life? Three, given your current lifestyle and how you enjoy spending your time and energy, which tasks of the day to day of each job fit your ideal day? You can't go wrong, mate. Apparently I'm Australian today. Can't go wrong, mate. Good luck. Best wishes. For starters, dope that both jobs include identical benefits. Adds to central column of pros and cons list. When it comes to making your decision, here would be the questions I'd pitch back to you. Do you have a passion for sales? If you're taking any job that is 100% commission-based and plan to stay there a while, it would be worth asking yourself the question if you enjoy or are talented at selling, specifically roofs. Sometimes long-term gratification is often worth the short-term trade-off. That said, sometimes taking the risks in life can pay off and you'll end up happy you didn't play it safe. If you decide to take option two, decide for yourself a backup plan should it not turn out to meet your expectations. Given your current lifestyle and how you enjoy spending your time and energy, which day-to-day tasks of each job fit your ideal? Will you mind driving around 10K miles a month, or would you prefer a stationary job that you go to and come home from consistently? If it brings you any comfort, it might be worth taking on the perspective that there are no wrong choices, only new experiences and life lessons. You can't go wrong, mate. Best wishes. Comment. Bye. Pew. Can you help me pick out the red flags and what I did wrong?
Gladly.
He was very intense. Asked me to be his girlfriend within 2 weeks of talking properly. Wow, okay. That happened to me once. His name was Craig. He was very intense, asked me to be his girlfriend within 2 weeks of talking properly and told me he loves me after a few days after asking me to be his girlfriend. So at 3 weeks, plus talk of the future and our kids within the first month. Okay. You guys are on different pages. At some point he tells me that his friend tells him to tell me, right? He's a different religion, not something he would have said himself. When I asked him to tell me more about what this meant, he refused and told me to find everything out myself. Well, that's a little weird. Like, you can't just be like, oh, here's this like fundamental core value of my life. Go figure it out for yourself. If you love this person and you want to be with this person, then wouldn't you be like, hey, like this is a core value of my life. If you have any questions, like just ask me. I don't know. That's what I would say. I let that go. It was all going fine until he does a 180 and tells me his family wouldn't accept me because of my background and offers no solutions. It turns out this had happened previously with an ex also who his family said no to. Okay, I don't know what his religion is, so this is hard for me to say because I don't know if like culturally there's like a reason there, but I mean, yo, this guy has his friend telling him to tell you things, has his family making decisions for him, something. Yeah, red flags, definitely red flags. I got hot and cold treatment for another month. Some days saying he wants it to work and how much he loves me, when he'd say that I'd really try and ask him how we can carry on and how we can solve this issue. All he could say was, let's just take it one day at a time. And I want to be with you for as long as I can. This was a stark difference from the first couple of months where he constantly talked about the future. Other days he would be very cold and abrupt and say he feels hopeless, then in the middle of a conversation would say things like, your face looks like a cartoon, or your clothes look like granny clothes as a joke. You deserve better. He started coming up with more issues. Things like how his family was disowned people, how his family has disowned people who married outside their background, how he wants to travel for years at a time and wouldn't want to, me to come with him. He made me on edge. Yeah, rightfully so. He like baited you, hooked you, and then kind of, what? Like, this has nothing to do with his religion. This is like, this is narcissistic behavior. He's toying with you. Eventually he asked for space, even though we were in a long distance relationship. I cannot with this guy. I told him a few days later that he's breaking my heart and he told me to go to sleep. Ultimately, when I tried to clarify what was happening, he told me, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, so I left. After we broke up, he told me, I ripped the band-aid just enough for you to break up with me.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Also said, you need to get your heart broken a few times before the light enters. This guy. If you want a guy to stay interested, you need to not message him every day. What the f- Guys like the chase. I asked him why we broke up and if it was because of religion, and he said he didn't feel anything for a while. Every decision this guy has made from start to finish was solely based on himself. Like, he does not give a flying about your feelings in any of this. As it turns out, the mutual friends that he had told about our relationship never actually knew it was me, and so we were surprised, and so were surprised when I told them. Either way, I'm just incredibly heartbroken. I can't tell whether it was because of his family or whether this was a normal relationship. This was neither, none of the above. This was a very, very selfish person. Green flowing trees. Do people use their usernames on here? Like, do people talk to each other based on usernames? Because if not, I'm doing it. I don't care. Green flowing trees. You deserve 1000% better. Ultimately, this person was selfish. He met you. He rushed you. Jumped to tell you he loved you. All signs of love bombing. Okay, I'm getting mighty feisty, but it's because like this girl deserves so much better, okay? Okay? Here it goes. Green flowing trees. You deserve 1000% better. While the seed that rotted the soil may have been planted by things like different religions or his family, ultimately this person was already rotten, selfish, manipulative, and didn't care for you or your feelings throughout any of this. He met you, he rushed you, jumped to tell you he loved you, all signs of love bombing, and then turned on a dime and became cruel and gaslit you to make you think you've done anything wrong or are somehow inadequate, which you are not. He is. Also, saying you look like a cartoon or your clothes are like granny clothes, you deserve so much better. What does this guy even bring to the table outside of invasive parents and attachment issues? He's the type that's going to continue this pattern for a while until he finally has to face the smoke and mirrors he's playing to avoid his own toxicity. Cut the thread, delete him from your life, level the heck up. Me trying to be family friendly. Remember the you at the beginning who was like, when he moved so quickly? Remember the part of you that felt the energy, that energy was unattractive, but probably went along with it because you seemed kind and decided to give the guy a chance? Channel that energy and kick his entire essence out of your life. Hearts need to break to let the light in, this guy. You are the light. He is a clown. Don't let him or anyone make you feel crazy. You already saw and stated all the red flags from the beginning. Let's add that in there, because she did. Let's get the reclaim your crown out of there, because that feels a little corny. Please go live your best life. He does not deserve your sanity or tears. Thanks for letting me give you unsolicited advice. Well, I guess it's solicited if they're asking for it on here, right? Okay, let's do one more. Did I overreact? What can I do to make this right? Oh, I feel for you already by the first sentence. I have anxiety that is pretty bad. I'm talking to a therapist and I had an appointment today and she gave me helpful hints. When my girlfriend, who I have lived with for years, asked about it, I told her briefly what the therapist said and she said, well, I've been telling you that for years. Well, I guess you need to hear it from someone else. Did she just make your anxiety about her? Shouldn't you be happy that your partner is feeling better? I got upset at that because I didn't feel like that was fair and accurate, and I felt upset like she was belittling my anxiety. She wasn't really belittling your anxiety because she was basically, which she was making it about her. So I said she turns everything into a competition, and she said she can't say anything around me. All right, now we're getting into like character blaming, and that's not that, no. We need to go to group therapy now. And I said, I just want to go lie down because I was frustrated and depressed. Fair. Like you hit your threshold. You were like, oh yeah, you needed to exit the situation. I get it. Now she won't talk to me and I feel like I must have fricked up and I think it's over. She told me I do whatever I want and won't talk. She told me to do whatever I want and don't talk, I'm assuming is what that meant. It can be hard for those in your immediate circle when struggling with mental health. Oh my God, that's so cold. I've been here too long. Give each other a chance to speak. Ultimately, you want your partner to be able to see, hear, and empathize. You also need to see, hear, and try to understand. Okay, here we go. First of all, I see and feel your struggle and just know you're not alone out there. I personally don't think you overreacted, but I do think you guys aren't fighting fair. It can be hard for those in your immediate circle when struggling with mental health, but at the same time, from the context here, it sounds like she made your anxiety about her. Things like she's turning everything into a competition and she can't say anything around me means that you are no longer talking about the actual facts of the present, but instead turning this into attacks on each other's character. These fights cut deep and go nowhere. If you want the relationship to last, then one of you will eventually need to break the ice and see things from each other's side while also being honest about the root of your own hurt here. Give each other a chance to speak and explain their perspective / point of view on how you guys feel and try to do so without putting blame or shame on the other person. Ultimately, you want your partner to be able to see, hear, and empathize with your struggle and point of view. And at the same time, you also need to see, hear, and try to understand on her side how she feels in this situation as well. Hopefully you guys can see through the tension and get to the heart of the matter for both of you. Wishing you luck, not just here, but on your journey to balance and peace again. Therapy is amazing. Congrats for taking that step. Cheers. I think there were some spelling and grammar mistakes there, but I've been looking at the screen for way too long. I'm gonna leave that there. That was me giving advice to people online. Part one. If you want part two, let me know. And outside of that, I'll see you guys all in the next coffee talk. Bye guys.